Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Prophet Conrad Bowman of Transformation Ministries. Coming to you because I promised you that I would, and it's been so long, but I promised that I would come back and do a lesson on actually what God has been dealing with me about. God's really lately been dealing with me about a move of the Spirit that is actually happening right now. We see that everyone that we used to could look up to in mega ministry has either fallen away from the faith or had a major fall in the public eye. And it was only because God has something new for us. In Isaiah 43, it says that he's going to, behold, I do a new thing. Shall you not know it? And we've gotten so stuck on what God has done that we forgot that God has more to do and more to say and more to reveal. And we have to progress. We have to move forward. It's time to anoint some sons. It's time to anoint some daughters and move on to your next assignment. No one takes your place. Someone comes in the state where you were, and God moves you to another dimension. Amen, somebody. But this is the time of David. Saul has killed his thousands, but David is about to kill his 10,000s. David is about to bring restoration to the tabernacle of God. David is about to bring back the true worship of the true and living God. There are many of you that God has postured. You're Joshuas, you're Davids, you're Daniels. And God is giving you fresh revelation, but you've been held back. This is a year where everything around you has no choice but to release you and loose you in the anointing and let you go. I prophesy that thing. But actually, today I want to talk to you about a movement that I'm seeing. We've seen the Acts of the Apostles, but now we're about to witness the Acts of the Saints of God. That's right. The power is not just coming from the pulpit. The power is about to come from the pew. And now you see many apostles and prophets raising up and doing the duty of many pastors, because now we have shepherds sleeping with the sheep, and we have sheep outweighing the shepherds, and it's time to bring this body into order. And no other office is authorized more to bring the body into order but that of the foundational apostles and prophets. Yes, they still exist. Yes, the gifts still exist. Yes, the offices still exist and function fully in the church of God. In Christ Jesus. Now I ain't talking about the dominant denomination, but I'm talking about inside of the organism called the body of Christ. Not the organization, the organism. Amen, somebody. But I want to talk to you today, even about the five shifts. Actually, it's 10 different moves that I'm seeing. God is speaking to me about the five authorities or the five powers of the believer. In the book of Acts, it talks about you know, Jesus even said it, that you're going to do greater works. Greater works will you do in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall take up serpents. They shall drink, you know, poisonous things and will not, no ill effect. Come on, somebody. They're going to speak with new tongues. And even later on, you see in the book of Acts that they were aggressively seeking the kingdom of God. Because, like I said in Isaiah 43, God said, I'm doing a new thing. Not that anything was wrong with the old thing, but we have to realize that the new thing comes because God has new wine, and he can't pour it in the same container. What you used to do and what used to get you where you was going back in the day ain't going to work. It's time to get fresh revelation. It's time to get a fresh vision for where you're going. It's a new season. It's a new year. It's a new day. And you're going to have a new life. Amen, somebody. But I want to talk about the five authorities or powers of the believer. And that is dunamis. We know all about dunamis. And we get happy, you know, we learn about dunamis and then we hear exousia. And we're like, oh my God, I think, ooh, you got to have exousia, child. You got to have that authority. But no one keeps going on to the Memshek. No one keeps going on to the Iscus. No one keeps going on to the Kratos. And those are needed. Those are needed in these times right now. And also, the other five shifts that I'm seeing the positional shift in the body of Christ. I'm seeing the atmospheric shift happening in the body of Christ. Seeing the prophetic shift happening in the body of Christ. Seeing the angelic shift happening in the body of Christ. And also the geographical shift happening in the body. And we're going to talk about those very quickly on today. I promised you that I was going to give these to you, and these are going to be meat for you. I want you to go with me, if you will go with me very quickly, and some of you know it by heart, but we're going to go to Luke 10 and 19 so we can actually see what's going on here. Let's go there. Let's go to Luke. Let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Actually, let's start at 17, if you would. It said, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. 19 says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The 72 were sent out, and they were amazed at the power that they used and could operate in the name of Jesus. And that's dunamis. That's power, God's power, God's omnipotent power, God's wonder-working power to get things done. Hallelujah. But the power of attorney, the power of delegated authority that they were using was called exousia. Ambassadors use exousia because it's delegated authority. And I've never heard of an ambassador sent from a country that does not have the powers of that country backing them up. Exousia is authority, delegated authority, to speak to the enemy, and he understands exactly who you are and where you come from and what you represent. And we've heard much about exousia. You got to have that in your life. It's an anointing of authority. But we need to go beyond that and actually understand this is something, the one I'm about to talk about right now, Mimshek, M-I-M-S, let me make sure I get it right. M-I-M-S-H-A-C-H is actually an anointing that the Jews still operate in. It's an anointing of expansion for uncommon success. They augment from within. They do everything from within their infrastructure. They don't ask anybody else for help. So Mimshek, let's go here. I want you to go to Psalm 107, verse 17 through 21. Actually, write that down. Psalm 107, 17 through 21. Actually, I want you to see this and write down this scripture. Hosea chapter 12, verse 13. And it says this, and by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel, brought the church out of bondage. Hear me, Memphis. And by a prophet was he preserved. By a prophet was the church preserved. By a prophet you came out of bondage. And by a prophet you're going to last. Not so much the person, but the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the prophet. That every word of God is prophetic. And if you take it as dear to your life, it'll go to work for you instantly. The word of God doesn't have any delays. The only delays are in us as intrinsic weapons. Let's read Psalm 107, 17 through 21. I know I have CC playing in the background, but I love that song. You're so holy. And he's holy. Amen, somebody. Don't you love to worship God? It's a commercial break because I'm a sucker for Jesus. I just love me some Jesus. Anyway, Psalm 107, 17 through 21 reads, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. Jesus, this is Revelation. And they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Hallelujah. I love that scripture because even in it, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It's time for you to get up and say so. If it ain't happening for you, it's time for you to decree and declare. Even on today, I was like, God, I got to get this out to the people. It's burning in my spirit. This revelation is burning in my spirit. I'm burning up. God, help me get it out. And it's only because the redeemed have to say so. You know, you can sit there and decree and declare that you do everything under the sun. I'm a preacher. I'm a prophet. I do this. I do that. I feed the hungry. I clothe the homeless, all that stuff. But if you don't actually, you can say it all day long, but if you don't actually put some action to those words, you're a liar. It's time for you to get up and do something about your destiny. Your vision is not your pastor's vision. The vision God's given you is not your mama's vision. The vision God's given you is not your boss's vision. What is God telling you? And the anointing that he's putting on you is an original anointing. It will look similar to someone else's, but it does not operate on the basis of anyone else's life. It's a unique anointing for a unique mission, for a unique mandate, for a unique day. Time to understand that. We understand that Memshek here, have this written down. Memshek is an authority that was actually, it's actually a unique grace that is for manifestation and expansion. This was the grace that functioned in the lives of the Old Testament prophets. And this was also the heavenly secret behind the miracle ministry of Jesus Christ. Even the word Memshek in Hebrew is the word which means anointed. When you see in the Bible, the only angel that is mentioned to be anointed is Lucifer. He was the anointed cherub that covered. When first mentioned in the Bible, Memshek was used to describe the beauty, splendor, and stretched forth wings of Lucifer. He received this anointing from God in order to do his service in heaven. Of course, we know him falling. He lost all of that. And it says this, "Thou hast been anointed in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold, and the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee." That's Ezekiel 28:13-15. And also it says this, "Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created." He was perfect until iniquity. And, you know, God does not charge sin to saints so much as he charges iniquity to saints. Iniquity is sin that you won't release. And God only charges iniquity to souls that knew him or once knew him. Ezekiel 28:17 says, "Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness." From the scripture, we can see that there were abilities given to Lucifer to perform his assignment in heaven. But when sin and pride was found in his heart, the holy Memshek became twisted and profane in fallen Satan. This anointing was brought into restoration by Christ. The Memshek grace is one of the weapons from his arsenal that he has given to us to make us more than conquerors. Jesus took over this because he became the anointed one. And throughout the Bible, when God wanted to take his people to a new level of success and increase, he did so by releasing the Memshek. You got to say, God, release. And I don't ask for anything without the Lord. I don't want an anointing more than I want God. But if I have God and he says, hey, it's time to come up, then this is the anointing you got to come to. Expansion. Expand. Don't wait for nobody else to help you. Don't wait for nobody else. Work your ministry. Do what God has called you to do. Get yourself up out of the dust and run, and you can do exceeding abundantly. You can do it. Because even the Christ that's in you, the God that's in you, God Almighty in you, is waiting on you. I'm waiting on the Lord. I'm like, I'm sorry. God only tells people to wait who is already told to move. God never tells a person to wait unless he has already told you to move. It works like this. God says, move. You move in something, then he says, okay, time for the next process. Now wait. You're waiting for the next command. You're not waiting for God to speak, period. people sitting down. I've been waiting for God to speak for 20 years. Ain't tell me to move yet. I've been waiting for God for 5 years. I'm waiting for God for 1.5 years about my condition, and he ain't moved yet. He's waiting on you to move in the word. Jesus. Lord have mercy. I want to go very quickly to some of the things, the blessings that come from Memshek. Memshek helps us to become pregnant with God's dream. You can cite this as I look this up. Memshek helps you to manifest things. Memshek helps you to expand. It helps you to multiply. Memshek helps you to bring in supernatural speed and accuracy to the things you're doing in God. Memshek breaks limitations off of your life. Memshek heals backward thinking and backwardness and backsliding. Memshek brings supernatural accuracy, as I said again. It will cause you to do the right thing the right way. I want to cite Psalm 119, 97 through 100 for that. The next anointing that I really want to touch here is the anointing of Iscus. Lord have mercy. Let's go here. Iscus. I-S. Yes. C-H-U-S. Iscus. And here we have this. We know what dunamis means, and we've heard, I got dunamis power. But it's time to understand, what else am I walking in? What else do I have as an arsenal to me? Ephesians 1:19 says this, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? Gotta believe. According to the working of his mighty power. There are four great words in this verse for the power of God. And the next time you sing the chorus of that hymn, that mighty hymn, Power in the Blood, remember these four Greek words. It might be a little hard to sing them with the music, but it's fun to try. The Greek word, we know about dunamis, we know about kratos. Another word I want you to write down is energeia. Not really going to focus on that as much, but that's almost like iscus, and we're going to focus on kratos as well. We talked about Memshek. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll go down here. Let's see. Yes, yes, yes. Kratos and Iscus, his mighty power. Kratos, K-R-A-T-O-S, is the power of control. It's the power of dominion. It's the power of might. This is where you engage with angels. This is a volcanic anointing. This is an explosive anointing. This is an anointing that takes you into new realms. Then you have Iscus. Iscus is endowed power. It's the faculty of power. It's almost like it's been put in you. It's a faculty. It's an operation. It keeps you moving in things. It's an energizing anointing. We see that Samson operated in that Iscus and that Kratos. We see that the judges, even Elijah and Elisha, even Daniel moved mightily in that Kratos anointing. It's an ambassadorial anointing. It's an anointing to call those things that be not as though they were. We have to realize that God has given us so much, so much. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I really want to bring this out to you. And I'm looking through this very quickly to make sure that I don't miss. I can't miss. Actually, I want to give this to you right in here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For all this written down, will nobody be able to know what my notes is talking about at all. Because I'm constantly going, constantly moving, constantly studying. But while we're there, I want you to write this down. Positional shift. Atmospheric shift. Angelic shift. Prophetic shift. Now you should have these: positional, geographic, atmospheric, angelic, and prophetic shifts. Quickly, I want to give that to you. What God is doing right now, you can see the positional shift. He's taking Saul down. Saul's sun has set. And it's time for the Davids. It's time for those that have been on the backside of the wilderness. God's raising up nobodies. God's raising up no names. He's raising up people that have been in in the prayer chamber. He's raising up the Annas. He's raising up the Deborahs. He's raising up the Micaiahs. He's raising up the Jeremiahs. Amen, somebody. It's a positional shift. Those who were once in power, God's making the first to be last, and the last is about to be first. So if you are nobody now, you need to tell somebody, I don't have next, I got now. I don't have next, I got now. I'm not waiting for it to manifest. The suffering and everything I went through qualified me. Even if you're going through right now, it's qualifying you for the power and the revelation of God. Geographic shifts. God is about to move some of you to different places. You've been in one location for a long time. Now God's about to move you into virgin territory so you can establish, so you can pioneer. God's taking you to different countries. He's taking you to different nationalities. God is changing the shift in the flow of some of your services, some of your churches, some of your ministries, some even the way that you operate. You're not going to operate that same way ever again. It's a shift. Even geographically, he's moving you to a different place. And even geographically, he's moving. There's things happening even in the earth realm, earthquakes breaking forth and releasing forces, demonic forces we've never witnessed or seen. But along with that, God is going to release not just your Kairos time, but he's going to release your Kairos time in your Topos place. Kairos is a divine God ordained time. That's when God takes you out of Chronos, which represents chronological time. Time underneath the sun. Time according to man. And he puts you underneath the heavens. Underneath where God ordains and he instructs and releases. Ooh, Jesus, I'm getting happy. And then he does it in your place, in your assigned place. God's aligning you. God's ordering you. We're going to see the death of many ministries God never called. And we're going to see the ordaining and the installation of ministries God has waited for a long time to birth. Actually, now we're seeing atmospheric shifts. You're going to see different things in the sky. Ever since that meteor came past Earth, I've witnessed the sky prophesying. The clouds don't look the same. The sky is different every day. The weather is all over the place. And you have to know, you wouldn't even know what season we were in if it were not for the timing of the Lord and the discerning of spirits. Because it's hot one day, it's cold the next, it's sleeting one day, it's snowing the next. I mean, it's and then it's burning up again. I'm like, what's going on with this weather? It's an atmospheric shift. Heaven and earth is waiting on the manifestation of God's sons. He's waiting on those that will be led by the Spirit. He's waiting on new calves. Oh, Bob Shita. He's waiting on new calves. Calves that have never been yoked, the word says. Calves that don't know what it means to lick a tithe envelope. Calves that don't know what it means to pick them up and put it down. But calves that know what it is to speak one word and watch it manifest. To speak to the elements, to speak to the people hanging on the corner, and angels usher them off the corner, speaking to people of different nationalities. He's going to begin to translate some of you by angelic power. Some of you are going to wake up in another place. You're going to go to sleep in your apartment, but you're going to wake up in China. You're going to go to sleep in your living room, but you're going to wake up in Africa. Some of you are going to go to sleep in your church, and you're going to wake up in someone else's church in Australia and in New Zealand. God is going to begin to translate you. He's about to transport you. Yes, just like he did Philip. He's going to begin to move you. What do you mean God's going to begin to move you? You're going to be in one place, and you're going to turn around. You're going to be in another place because God has assignment for us. God's not waiting on the church to catch up. He said it's time for you to pick up the pace in the spirit, what he's about to do. Jesus. There's even an angelic shift. What the angels that used to cover your heroes in the gospel, the angels that used to cover your pastor, the angels that used to cover your leaders are now going to begin to cover you. God has a new assignment and new angels for them, but he has angels to reinforce what you're about to do. There's going to be a new angelic entourage about your ministry, prophetess of God. There's going to be a new angelic authorization, a new angelic operation around your ministry, pastor. Oh my God, you're going to see angels. You're going to encounter angels with messages sent from the Lord, and God's going to give you strategic instruction for what to do with your church. It is time out for church as usual. And now God is beginning to do prophetic shifts. God said in Ezekiel, prophesy against the prophets. They prophesy out of their own mind. They prophesy out of their own heart. You run into everybody's school. You run to every prophetic service. You run to every prophet. You better know the Spirit by the Spirit. You better test and trust. Test and prove that Spirit. Test that Spirit to see if it be of God. Test it by the Word. So you know what's coming up, what's speaking over your life, what's prophesying something in you, what is trying to take over the voice of God, what's speaking over your life, what is trying to compete with the voice of God over your life. What, when you go on Facebook, what spirit are you entertaining? What's entertaining you? What is speaking out of your mouth? What are you saying? Is it the Word? Does it line up with the Word? Or is it just philosophy? Is it from a deceiving spirit? Is it from a lying spirit? We got so many people calling themselves prophets, and they are not. They are liars. Apostles, and they are liars. You know how you're going to be able to tell them apart from the real, true, and authentic prophet? Because they're going to be able to go through a test. Don't be fooled. Even in 1 Thessalonians, it says they're going to come with lying wonders and signs and miracles, but they're all going to be lying wonders. Don't be tricked because someone can call something out in a word of knowledge. Don't be tricked because someone can work a miracle. Don't be tricked because you saw a leg grow out. You better ask and you better inquire of the Lord. Is this person of the household of faith? That's what God's doing in 2012. I bet God is standing in the midst of the house of God, and as it's being exposed, judgment is coming to the house of God, not to the church house, but to your address. It's coming to your zip code. It's coming to where you live. It's coming to your marriage. It's coming to your finances. It's coming to your children. It's coming to your job. Everything about you, the judgment of the Lord is upon your house. And God wants to make sure that you are in place. Don't get up and at them because someone can cast the devil out, or someone can speak in tongues, or someone can prophesy on point. Jesus told them in Luke, don't get hyped because you can cast the devil out. Get hyped because your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. That's why demons come out. My name's written down. That's why the healing took place, because my name is written down. The blood covers me. Jesus is Lord of my life. That's why. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for your people. God, they're going to begin to move in not just dunamis, but the exousia. They're going to begin to move not just in the exousia, but the mimshak. God, they're going to be able to move not just in the mimshak, but the iskus. God, not just the iskus, but the kratos. They're going to begin to move in power like never before, God. And power under authority. Power with obedience. Power with instruction from God. And God, we thank you, God, right now for the positional shift. We thank you for the geographic shift. We thank you for the atmospheric shift. We thank you for the prophetic shift, God. We thank you for the angelic shift you're doing, God. We thank you, oh God, that you will once again be Lord over your house. You're going to be master over your house, and you're going to expose those who are of the house and those who are actually in the house. Father God, those that are being stabilized in the house, let them be unmovable, unshakable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And those that do not belong, begin to remove false brethren. Begin to kill off and destroy every false prophet. Oh God, and I thank you, God, that the altar that Jezebel has torn down is being rebuilt, God. And God, your people are once again going to repent. God, they're going to cry out. God, they're going to come after you with everything they got. There's a new hunger and a thirst for righteousness and holiness. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name. Come on and somebody praise him. Come on, somebody praise him. Thank him for who he is. Stop asking him for things. Stop asking him to fix it. And thank him for what he is doing in you. Thank him for the purging in you. Glory. Thank him for what he's doing in your life. Thank him for the new thing. It's pain, it's pressure, but it's your promise. It's your prophecy. It's your purpose. And until next time, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you can know, test, and prove what is that good, pleasing, and perfect will of God for your life. And until next time, I'm signing off. Be blessed. I love you, and good night.